Jelena Mirjanovic joined us. Jelena, what's the worst butchering job someone's done of your last name?
Oh, I don't know. I've got Dejanovic a lot because they think that MR is Mr. But yeah, I've heard all different renditions of my last name.
Wow, Mr. Dejanovic. Oh, I like that one.
That's pretty good.
Actually. Wow. Like, it's so far off that it's actually funny.
You just go with it. That's why everybody's like, why don't you have a nickname, or why don't you put your last name on your trunks? I'm like, have you seen it? Like,
yeah.
I'll just go with Jelena. People have a hard enough time with that.
Now, Joe is just playing the Rocky theme coming in. He's our musical guy, likes to play songs that fit to our guests. Have you ever used that as entrance music ever in your box? Because I think this will be your 42nd fight.
No, 43.
43rd. Okay. 43rd. All right.
Yeah. 43. No, actually, my very first fight, we came out. I didn't have any music heading to the venue, and I left it in my sister's hands, my baby sister, Milica, and she picked the final countdown, the intro.
Okay.
And that's been my music for probably every single fight that I've had.
Oh, nice.
That's a good song.
I think
song.
Minus one. In Japan, they use some kind of, like, Japanese instrumental.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Did you win that fight?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Okay. Because yeah. If you lost, you're like, of course it's the music.
Of course. You got to blame someone, right?
Now, 126. I know I ran into you the other day. You were like, well, maybe one time I'd like to fight at 122. Like 4 pounds for a lot. It's 4 pounds. But you're in the best shape of your life. Like 4 pounds is a lot. How would you even contemplate going to 122?
Well, because I'm crazy, you've met me, you know this. If I make 122 and I fight at 122, it means that I'll be a 4-division world champion.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've done a lot throughout my career, but I don't know. I feel like this would be like enough to be like, hey, yeah, okay, I've done it all. Like, now I can just fight.
Now, it's been 7 months since you last got in the ring. You're taking on Marilyn Hernandez out of the Dominican Republic, very, very tough fighter. Is this, outside of when you're coming off an injury, is this the longest you've been idle between fights?
Yes, and it's so frustrating. I think I drive Milan crazy because I am always looking for fights and I'm always looking to stay active. And it was hardest. They did a show here in June and I had to sit out because my cousin was getting married and you know, at some point in time you have to pick priorities in your life, and I felt like, well, I didn't feel like it. My dad told me that was the priority I was choosing, so I kind of had the decision forced on me. So I sat out in June and was hoping to get something going in July in China, but you know how it is with me, I always have a hard time finding fights. So, you know, a couple things fell through, and here we are now in September. But I've been in the gym regardless, so I feel great. I'm ready to fight. I think maybe I was saying today in my interview at the press conference that I had, like, nervous excitement. Like, I was super excited driving to the press conference, which is, I mean, I've had 43 fights, so this should be just, like, another walk in the park, another day in the life. But I was excited. I had butterflies.
Well, Jelena, like you said, time flies by, and now you're an experienced veteran. You get to that 40 fight mark, 43 fights, like you said. That says it all. You were on a nice roll before this break. You'd won 8 of your last 9 fights. Of course, you did have the bout where you suffered that real serious cut. Maybe some time away helps with that. But now you face Hernandez. When you've been out so long, you talk about some nervous energy and excitement. Have you been beating up people in the gym, or how do you get rid of that energy when you're finally waiting to go in and answer the bell with something on the line?
Have you seen my coach? I mean, you don't really get, you do as you're told, and it's a yes or no sir kind of action there. No, I'm just kidding. Like you said, I've had 42 fights. This will be my 43rd fight. I don't know. We did the math one time, but I think it's like I've had 15 title fights. title defenses and fights, you know, you kind of just have taken stride. I mean, it's like riding a bike. Once you get back on that bike, it's like old news, right?
Well, I would think so, but every fight's so different because your opponents are different, and, you know, there's always that risk of one misstep and boom, you can go down, or conversely, you can knock out your opponent. I know
100%. She comes with a big knockout ratio, too. I think she's 47% of the rounds or whatever box. You go on BoxRec, it's like she's almost 50% knockout ratio.
Yeah, she's, and that's what I was going to ask you. Is she the strongest puncher you've ever fought?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I obviously haven't been hit by her yet,
yeah.
So I don't know. But I definitely can honestly say that I'm probably the hardest puncher she's ever met. So, I mean, it goes both ways, right? Like with punchers, if you're afraid to engage, you don't get to do your job, right? So, I mean, coming in, yeah, I'm... she has 50% knockout ratio, but has she been hit by anybody like me? You know, I'm coming down in weight. Like, this is 126 is the lightest I've been to date.
Yeah.
And she's coming up in weight. I mean, she's fought around this weight a few times, but, I mean, let's be honest, I have one of the baddest left hooks in women's boxing. So, I mean, let's see what she does after she eats one of those.
Now, Jelena, you're not going to give anything away. I know... you and Milan, you've got some pop in both your hands, and you're a naturally bigger girl. She's moving up. Do you go out there and maybe say, hey, let's punch each other in the face a couple of times and see what happens? I mean, that's what boxing is, but you know what I'm saying. Let's show her what we've got. Let's see what she's got.
I think for me, what I want to do is, like, I made mistakes in my last fight. For example, my last fight, I came out and I accidentally caught her early. Like, my mom's like, you were trying to hit her hard. And I was like, no, I accidentally caught her with a left hook and she went down in the first round. So the rest of the fight, she was running, which for me is the most annoying way to fight because I prefer TNT. I prefer excitement. I want us to exchange. That's how boxing should be for me. Sure, I can box, I can do it, but I would prefer to have the fireworks. Like, that's just the style I enjoy watching.
Now, you mentioned, you mentioned it was a mistake to hit her with the left hook too hard?
So early, like, I wanted, you know, you're supposed to have that feel it route, like, feel out
what
process
if,
in
what?
Boxing.
So... I don't get that philosophy. Wouldn't you rather just knock her out so you don't have to take any punches?
100%. And had I finished her, I wouldn't have been upset at all.
Okay.
I would be like, yeah, man, I hit her with that left hook and she didn't see tomorrow.
Okay.
But I hit her with the left hook and it wasn't quite hard enough to put her out, but it was enough to knock her down. So it was kind of like it was a mistake. Like, I should have relaxed a little bit more, worked my jab, helped each other out, and found the openings and where to attack. And that's what I want to do this fight. I want to go in, feel her out, see what she has to offer. You know, maybe move a little on my jab. I have a 4-inch height advantage, probably more of a reach advantage, and go from there.
Interesting. Jelena, I'm curious, and Jason touched on it, and you know it's true. 4 pounds doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is. When you're working the hand pads and that with Milan, is it his sense and your sense that you're able to carry all your power down to 22 when you're light like that?
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's the next step. Right now I have to focus on Friday and Marilyn Hernandez, she's a tough opponent. I'm not looking past her. But beyond that, I have to, then we have a game plan that I want to execute. And convincing Milan is otherwise because I am a big girl at 126. So 122 would be, it's a challenge and it's not going to happen overnight. But it's, you know, for me, I always like to challenge myself and I like to be the best I can be. So if it makes sense, if I can do it, 1,000% I'm in and I'm going to make 122 and I'm going to be a WBC super bantamweight champion next.
How many people have been a champ at 4 different weight classes?
I don't know. So, okay. I mean, I'm going to be, so who cares about everybody else?
You're running out of room in the closet for all those belts, aren't you?
I have a room for them.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
Make room.
Jelena Mrjenovic joins us. WBC featherweight champ defends her title Friday night down at the Shaw Conference Center. Jelena, you've really been the face of boxing in Edmonton, you know, not just for females, but for boxing in general. I know you're in the, you know, you see the boxing community. Are there any legit up-and-comers in Edmonton? And if not, why do you think not?
No, I think there is. I think, you know, we've had a couple guys be a flash in the pan, and they think everybody, I feel like everybody looks at us and looks at KO and looks at me and thinks it's easy to do. And I don't talk about how hard I work. I don't talk about how much I sweat and how much I hurt and all of this stuff. I just get out and do my job because I love what I do. But when people come to step up and do it and they realize, hey, this isn't just sunshine and roses, maybe we weren't just cut out for it. So we've had a few of those guys, like I call them flash in the pans, you know, they're here one day, gone the next. And they have a lot of talent, but they just don't have the work ethic and drive. I think we're coming up on this undercard. We're going to have a lot of guys who have a lot of guts, have a lot of heart, and they're good. They have a lot of amateur experience. I was saying at the press conference, I've sparred with six guys, or how many guys? There's six fights. I've sparred with four of the fighters, and they're all good. They all come to fight. They all bring pressure. They all come to work. And so, you know, hopefully one of these guys, you know, step it up and become first a world champion, then a Commonwealth champ, and come through the ranks. And hopefully we'll get to see someone else in Edmonton carry the torch when I do finally decide to retire. But we're not anywhere there yet. So I'm not too worried about anybody else up and coming.
Well, Jelena, best of luck Friday. Was weigh-in today or tomorrow?
No, press conference today. Weigh-ins are tomorrow.
Okay. And how much weight do you have to shed between now and the weigh-ins?
Just a couple LBs.
Oh, okay. No big deal. So you won't be riding the bike in a garbage bag tonight?
I might be going for a little jog and hopefully waking up and having a relaxing day tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Well, good luck.
Hopefully.
Good luck on that, and good luck on Friday.
All right. Thanks.